Here's how Neel Kashkari is campaigning for governor. In a boxing gym in Sacramento, Kashkari works up a sweat practicing his punches while surrounded by kids working on their own skills. Kashkari says there's a good reason he's spending precious campaign time in a room full of people too young to vote.
Because I'm focused on education. I'm focused on fighting on behalf of the kids of California, the kids that Jerry Brown has turned his back on.
And here's how Jerry Brown is seeking re-election.
The governor of the state of California, Jerry Brown.
This is from a Stanford conference on water last week.
Well, water, big topic, hard to talk about, complicated.
In his TV ads, Kashkari takes hard shots at the governor.
Jerry Brown betrayed our kids to protect his donors. When I'm governor, I'll fight for kids, not against them.
Brown's ads, on the other hand, aren't even about his re-election at all.
Prop 1 saves water to prepare us for droughts. Prop 2 sets aside money to prepare us for economic storms. Vote yes on 1 and 2.
During his campaign, Kashkari has made a series of moves designed to get people talking. He spent a week living homeless in Fresno to draw attention to California's poverty rate. And he held an event letting people smash toy trains to show his opposition to the state's high-speed rail project. Kashkari says his methods are working.
There's no question that Governor Brown has a massive resource advantage relative to my campaign. So when I slept for a week homeless, I was trying to showcase that when Jerry Brown says we're back, what about the 24% of people living in poverty today?
At the governor's campaign events, he didn't have any until this week. Instead, he's been popping up every once in a while to give a big policy speech, like at Stanford. He'll throw out a quick line about running for re-election again.
This is not just for a one-term governor. This is really the work of a four-term governor.
But he never mentions Kashkari. Instead, there's the occasional history lesson.
The California Water Project, which was Proposition 1, on the 1960 ballot, won by a very tiny margin.
Which he uses to promote this year's Prop 1, the $7.5 billion water bond. He's also pitching Prop 2, the rainy day fund.
Proposition 1 passed then, and I'm confident that Proposition 1 will pass again this November. We have a second Proposition 1. It's doing a little better than the first Proposition 1.
Well, it's the difference between something and nothing.
Political analyst Leo McElroy looks at the two campaigns for governor this year and says Kashkari is in a terrible situation.
Running in a race where you are not even endorsed by some of your party's nominees and where the polls say that you are a sure loser, that's enough to discourage almost anybody. Neel Kashkari is running as if he's not discouraged.
McElroy says California hasn't seen a re-election campaign like Brown's since 1946. That's when Governor Earl Warren used an antiquated system called cross-filing to win both the Republican and Democratic nominations.
He is in that wonderful position that some elected officials find themselves in, believing he's not challenged and he can use his efforts to try to bolster other candidates or other issues, in this case, primarily ballot measures.
Kashkari isn't backing down. He just gave his campaign an extra $1 million and launched a new TV ad and website attacking Brown.
As for the governor, he holds a 16-point lead in the latest poll.
This is not a guy who loves campaigning, and so this time he's got the ultimate excuse of not having to.
At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
And I'm Ben Adler.